Hello, darling Rage Nation. Happy Tuesday. I wanted to come on here because I've been thinking. I have been interviewing so many women. By the end of this week, I think I will be up to around 20, which is a lot of interviews for the short amount of time since I've started this Rad as Fuck Women series. And my plan is to publish an interview once a week so that you guys have some time to listen to them, to digest them, to really hear some of the gold that's coming from these conversations. And my initial purpose with this interview series, that's still part of my purpose, was to really hear the stories of as many women as possible and, you know, find the commonalities in those stories, really give a dealing with our inner critics and imposter syndrome and our fears and the things that we're going through, maybe at the same time, maybe at different times in our life, and the lessons that we can learn from those things. Excuse me, my voice is rough today. But another thing is kind of starting to emerge from this, relating to myself. It's been really cathartic for me to speak to all of these amazing rad as fuck women and hear their stories and really connect with them on a human level and share a moment, right, of connection and vulnerability and capture that moment in a way that it can be shared then again and again forever, really. But I had an interview this morning that really brought out a lot of things for me, because I guess to give you context, last night I had a really good conversation with Christian, and he was talking about, you know, like things in his life. I was talking about things in my life, and I really think that I am in the process of a big, giant deconstruction, really. My entire world is different and evolving and changing, and looks completely different than it even did like 3 months ago. And it's been a lot, so much so that I haven't really been able to process it all out yet. And I think I've been trying to hold back the dam of emotions and things because it just feels like I have this mess, like this clusterfuck of cords that are, you know, severed and not entangled up, and all of these different threads and pieces in my life that I need to start going through and figuring out which thing goes to which thing and what are the connections and what are the patterns. And this is a process that's going to take a really long time. But I feel like now I'm open and leaning into it, as uncomfortable as it is. And so the interview that I had this morning, I didn't even really want to do because I was feeling depressed and down and raw and vulnerable. But as the interview was progressing, the woman on the other end of the line was sharing so much with me about going through similar things. And that vulnerability that we shared really invigorated me and brought me to a deeper place of, okay, I think I'm ready to lean in just a little bit more into this processing. And all that to say is that I think what I want to do is have some mini episodes in between, you know, the longer interviews that are dropping, and just, you know, process with you guys, share with you guys the real messy process of what is going on in my life. Because what I don't want to do, and I'll start a new segment because I'm almost out of time with this one. What I don't want to do is go through this time in my life and wait until I'm completely, completely on the other side of it. And then say, hey, there was this time in the past when things were a shitty mess and I got through it and here's my inspiring story. No, I want to find ways to be vulnerable and lean into the mess and the process transparently and in the open as much as I can. Will I tell you everything that I'm processing through? No, because there are boundaries and that's still a very real thing. But I think that it's a really powerful thing for human beings to expose the real struggles that they're going through. And women especially, we need each other and we need each other's stories and we need to be real about the dark parts as well as the light and find a way to do the dance between processing, allowing ourselves to be open and just broken in that place of really not knowing what to do, but then also finding gratitude in the present moment as well and celebrating those things, celebrating them together. So I really want this Rad as Fuck Women series to be about more than just the stories of women. That is powerful as it is. But I want it to go deeper in that. I want myself and everyone who gets to be part of this podcast and part of this process to really start just seeing each other more. Like, if that could be something that we accomplish through this series, I think that's a huge step. Especially with the current cultural climate, political climate, whatever, all of these things, I wanted to create a space where all different kinds of women from all different kinds of backgrounds and experiences could just let their voice be heard and we could all hear each other and in terms really see each other and see the commonalities in our humanity and come together from that place. That's my heart. That's my soul. That's what I want for this series more than anything. And this year, I've been calling it 2018, the year of the powerful woman. And it's that goes so much deeper than just, you know, celebrating how badass we are, which we absolutely are. It goes deep into the depths of really like digging into who we are on a soul level, on a subatomic level, and really seeing each other, really hearing each other. And coming together as a result of that. And I think the more that we do that, the more powerful we become. So all that to say, I want to be present and I want to be here for it. And I want to be showing up for my life. And I want to be showing up for you guys as well. And my hope is that this series would just continue to encourage you, bring things out in you maybe that you didn't even know were there, to start a conversation, to continue a conversation, to make ourselves visible to each other. And I'm really excited for where this is going to go. And I see you, and I love you for who you are, right this very moment, cracks and shit and all. Because your beauty and your worthiness is in the fact that you exist. That's it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be anybody to be worthy of love and belonging. And if there were an overarching message throughout this whole podcast series, all of it, is that you are worthy of love and belonging. And so am I. And so let's start there, shall we? I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I will be checking in with you soon. Until then, rage on, you beautiful darlings.